you know, it's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids more times than I could count today before I got ready. And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. We should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies. Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process, the highest court in the land. Donald Trump brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across not just from you, Judge Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them. They don't even always have, I mean, her child answered the door. What are we going to do different? Because Donald Trump sure as hell isn't changing.
A major Democrat strategist is sounding the alarm over Biden's, quote, horrifying numbers. We're to see the latest on the Democrat panic over the amount of voters defecting from Biden's base. And then
something was happening. If you were coming from another country, if you were coming to this country to find a better life, you were not welcome. Listen, it wasn't a good time for lots of people.
And you won't believe what the ultra-woke Whoopi Goldberg is ranting about now. Let's just say it's gonna absolutely make your day. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you stay sane in these insane times. So make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button and let's dive right in. So you just saw Democrat strategist James Carville, old serpent head himself, as the immortal Rush Limbaugh used to call him. He's freaking out over what he's calling Biden's, quote, horrifying numbers among voters, particularly between the ages of 18 and 34, the so-called youth vote or young voters. Right now, as we speak, according to Carville, Biden is leading this voter demographic by just a couple of points, 52 to 48. Now, the problem there is that Biden won this demographic back in 2020 with 60% of the vote. So what Carville is seeing here is nothing less than a 10-point swing, a double-digit swing to Trump since 2020. And again, this is happening with a major Democrat voter constituency. So that's what's really freaking him out here. And it's starting to get to the legacy media. They're starting to absolutely melt down over this. Watch Nicole Wallace over at MSNBC have a literal temper tantrum over the weekend, throwing her papers up in the air over the implosion of the lawfare against President Trump.
So, you know, it's time to do something different. Like, we're not going to have this conversation again. I have come on the air with breaking news about requests for gag orders because of threats for judges and their kids more times than I could count today before I got ready. And Judge Luttig, I think it's time. I don't know who has to write the banners at the bottom of my show. I'm sorry in advance. But Donald Trump broke the rule of law. We should cover a broken judiciary in this country. Donald Trump managed to delay every federal criminal trial based on facts that he barely denies. Donald Trump managed to enlist the Supreme Court in a delay process, the highest court in the land. Donald Trump brazenly and repeatedly attacks not just judges, and I've had the privilege of sitting across not just from you, Judge Luttig, but from Judge Esther Salas, whose son was assassinated by a crazy person. Judges don't have Secret Service protecting them. They don't even always have, I mean, her child answered the door. What are we going to do different? Because Donald Trump sure as hell isn't changing.
That was hilarious. I mean, that was absolutely, it was hysterical. It was so over the top. It was such forced theatrics and just plain bad acting. But what you saw there was an admission that none of this lawfare is actually working. This weaponized legalism, this banana republic lawfare that's deliberately attempting to interfere in the democratic integrity of a presidential election. It's not working, like Nicole Wallace and her other far left woke activists scripted it to work like. That's why I thought it was so wonderfully symbolic of her throwing her script up in the air. Right? She's like, look, we wrote these scripts ahead of time. We crafted the narrative. We fabricated the interpretive frame that was supposed to convince the whole nation that Trump was the most evil man that's ever walked the earth. And he just keeps getting more popular. I can't do this anymore. That was Nicole Wallace over the weekend. What do these fabricated scripts mean anymore if they're not doing what they were supposed to do in the first place, which was render Donald Trump public enemy number one? It's just so deliciously glorious to watch this media meltdown. They really have become a spectacular train wreck in the face of these polls. If you think about it, it really puts what Biden did over the weekend into a whole new perspective, doesn't it? Right? Declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Visibility Day. Now, of course, it was sinister and heinous and it backfired big time. But in light of this panic, it also smacks a bit of desperation, doesn't it? I mean, Biden's people are honestly worried that they're losing their Democrat coalition, their base, young people, Latinos, blacks, blue collar workers. They're scared to death that their cultural Marxist coalition is unraveling. And so they've reduced themselves to desperate antics like what we saw on Easter Sunday to try to placate that unraveling base. And to make matters worse, gang, take a look at this. Bobby Kennedy just made it onto the North Carolina ballot. I mean, remembered our video last week. We dove into data showing that RFK is definitely hurting Biden at this point. His pivot to the left with his vice presidential pick is already eroding into Biden's poll numbers for 2024. And now with Kennedy on the ballot in North Carolina, I mean, we're pretty safe to say at this point that we can write off North Carolina for Biden. He's officially lost North Carolina. I mean, he was already losing it head to head with Trump, but now this is the final nail in that coffin with Kennedy in the race. He's guaranteed to lose that at this point. So Biden's people are getting very, very desperate indeed. And we need look no farther than the ultra woke Whoopi Goldberg and the ladies at The View to see how just desperate they're getting. You're going to absolutely love this. Gangies, you know, we look out for each other on this channel. Your safety and security is our number one priority. So if you have not yet secured the deed to your home, you need to click on that link below right now and protect yourself and your loved ones. Gang, I was shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but actually change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online, and criminals are free to find our deeds, forge our signatures, refile as the owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they're simply amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected 24/7. Click on that link below right now. Use promo code TurleyTalks. Then all you got to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's $100 value. Absolutely, totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. It's amazing. Gang, don't wait. Don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today.
And I was looking back to remember, and I know we all vividly do, every picture in a mask from work to school to not being able to see family. My parents don't live nearby. I can't fly. I mean, you couldn't go on trips, and not trips like for fun. I just mean literally to get to people you love. It was isolating, depressing. So I laughed that someone didn't catch that part when they said, we're going to go out and ask people, how were you 4 years ago? That is a time my brain is trying to completely block out.
Like, women have better reproductive health rights?
Yes. Yeah. Black people, we were not in this insanity of trying to figure out why our history is no longer welcome in the educational system. Women were realizing something was happening. If you were coming from another country, if you were coming to this country to find a better life, you were not welcome. Listen, it wasn't a good time for lots of people.
Yeah.
And all you have to do to ask, are we better off than we were? Ask the thousands of people who are no longer here. That's how you know if we're better off. Ask their families, are they better off without their loved ones? What a stupid question. It's a stupid question and disrespectful to the American people, in my opinion, my humble opinion.
Well, 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 it looks like we're over the target here, doesn't it? The ladies at The View, most particularly the borderline illiterate Whoopi Goldberg, they don't like us asking, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Because they know exactly what's being asked there. Make no mistake, they know exactly what we're asking.
Next Tuesday, all of you will go to the polls. We'll stand there in the polling place and make a decision. I think when you make that decision, it might be well if you would ask yourself, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago? Is there more or less unemployment in the country than there was 4 years ago? Is America as respected throughout the world as it was? Do you feel that our security is as safe, that we're as strong as we were 4 years ago? And if you answer all of those questions yes, why then I think your choice is very obvious as to who you'll vote for. If you don't agree, if you don't think that this course that we've been on for the last 4 years is what you would like to see us follow for the next four, then I could suggest another choice that you have.
That is what Whoopi Goldberg is freaking out over. That potential for a massive electoral landslide come November based on the same conditions, the same economic frustrations, the same inflation, the same outrage over a deaf and dismissive government that doesn't give a rip about the concerns and the interests of the people. That is what they're freaking out over. And they have good reason to. The latest Fox News poll found that 52% of respondents believe that they are worse off today than they were 4 years ago. That includes 59% of independents. Only 22%, 2 in 10, believe they're better off today than they were 4 years ago. And that same poll is giving Trump a 5-point lead over Biden with a 14-point lead among independents. That is what woke Whoopi is freaking out over. It's 1980 all over again. The vast majority of the nation does not believe that we're better off than we were 4 years ago. And all of the left's attempts at ideologically ducking that reality isn't going to change it. So what do you think about this leftist meltdown? Let us know in the comments section below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Hey, gang, I just wanted to give you a huge note of thanks to each and every one of you, the thousands of you that have recently clicked on the link below and joined our Insiders Club. As many of you know, we took a big hit from big tech. Our channel was completely and totally demonetized. But you, literally thousands of you, stepped in and you rescued me and this channel by bypassing big tech and joining our Insiders Club. You made it loud and clear to the Silicon Valley oligarchs that we're a movement, an army of like-minded patriots who refuse to be silenced by the international woke police. And so once again, I just want to take this moment to thank each and every one of you who have joined our Insiders Club for coming to our rescue. And for those of you who want to join in on the effort and take action, gang, just click on the link below and join our email list. That way we will never, ever, ever lose touch with each other, no matter what big tech does. So just click on that link below, join our email list, and become a part of an army of literally hundreds of thousands of patriots dedicated to taking our nation back, most importantly, together.